Blog Talk Radio.
How today impacts tomorrow's success. Do you overestimate the events of life and underestimate the process? Well, you're in the right place, and we want to welcome you to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on Life's Highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series gets me excited because our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, oh my gosh, what am I working? Where you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday, you are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow, I must admit that each episode of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online on demand for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media for You. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/Inspired Media4U. Well, on our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we were putting our dream to the test. Ooh, it was rich and insightful. If you missed it, you definitely want to revisit on demand. As I indicated, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. But allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open up our program for your audience participation. Wow, that's a time in which we truly welcome your questions and your comments, and we truly appreciate you chiming right on in at the appropriate time. It lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we encourage our global listening audience to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I know you've been waiting all week to shape up and win. Yes, we're in our Shape Up series. And today we are taking a look at Today Matters, and we're going to dive into the richness that I am preparing to launch my second mastermind on for you. For those that may have missed, put your dreams or your dream to the test. We started on last week, and wow, the feedback from the participants has been awesome. We're really diving in, and we've only had one of our 10 sessions, and it is truly moving powerfully, and it's so insightful for those on the journey. But I want to inquire with you, do you know how today impacts tomorrow's success? Do you really understand the nuts and bolts of how today impacts tomorrow's success? You know, so often, as I stated in the open, we overestimate the events of life and we underestimate the process. What am I saying? For example, one overestimates the event of a wedding, but they underestimate the process of a successful, healthy, viable marriage. One overestimate the event of opening a business and the grand opening on that day, but they underestimate the process of what will it take to sustain a successful, viable business. And so I want to get your brain waves processing, and I want you to start thinking as we prepare to launch into today's subject. But before we do that, we're wanting to just ask of you, our global listening audience, before we jump into the deep, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to flow, right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, a fax, an email, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you in today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, tablets, iPads, whatever you need to capture notes, you want to grab it right now so you can have it handy, because this is such a rich subject, and one in which I know all of you will appreciate, because regardless of what level you are at, understanding that today matters and having 10 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success is worth getting that pen to pad, I would definitely say. And so as we prepare to jump in, I want you to begin to process around some of those questions that we just spoke about. And one I want you to really process around, you know, hey, are you achieving the success that you desire today? Because if you're not, that means that you have some work to do. I have some work to do. We have some work to do. Did you kind of overestimate the event? Many of us do, and you underestimated the process. I know you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you've already brought that question up. But I want you to really begin to think about it. And I want you to really begin to think about that, because that is at the core of what we're discussing on today. And it's at the core because, as I stated earlier, so many of us are guilty of it. We look forward to the event, but we don't think about what will it take to sustain this major event. And so I want you to know that we're going to dive right on in. Get your pens and notepads and have them handy. So how does tomorrow impact today's success? That is the question, the golden question that we are processing around. Well, first I want to support with dealing with the misconceptions about success. Because so often many of us fall into these categories. You know, we believe that success is impossible. So guess what? We criticize it. We become negative Nelly, negative Ned, because we believe success is impossible, or it's only designed for the select few. Then we have that category of individuals who believe success is mystical. It's mystical. So we search it out and we search it out and we're searching for it, this mysterious, mystical thing known as success. Yeah, many of us fall prey to that. And I want you to know that this journey that we're on, as we dive in and we take this a piece at a time, that we are going to, on the six-week journey for Today Matters, the mastermind, private mastermind roundtable, we're going to develop a personal growth plan that supports you in this area. And I want you to know that you don't win an Olympic gold medal overnight. But see, many think, I'm going to win it overnight. I'm going to win it because of this next point. We believe success comes from luck. So we just hope for it. We don't plan to win the Olympics. Oh, we just won. We got the lotto. Woohoo! Yay! Nope, that's not accurate. You can speak to any Olympic athlete. And I want you to know, I don't care if they've won a medal or not. They didn't just wake up one day and say, woohoo! Yay! I'm going to get into the Olympics. They planned for years. It has been a process. And that's exactly what success is. The journey to success is a process. But many of us believe that success is all about and exclusively related to productivity. So we work for it super hard. And yes, we should, in fact, be productive, but that's not all that it takes. You see, many of us believe that success comes from an opportunity, so we wait for the opportunity. But it's been stated that success comes when preparation meets the opportunity. So if you're just waiting for the opportunity and you haven't done what you need to do to be prepared, guess what? You're not going to be successful in that moment because you can't have the opportunity without the preparation. Success comes when preparation meets the opportunity. So when they come together at that key intersection of life, that is when we are successful. You see, many believe that success comes from leveraging. So we power up for it. You know, if I can just leverage this and leverage that. Now stay mindful that we are discussing the misconceptions around success. Because first we have to deal with, as you know, I often say, our stinking thinking. We have to first deal with the stinking thinking. How do we think about success? And whatever those misconceptions are, we need to redefine that so that we can now get the yield of the results that we desire. And so we've already talked about as we're looking at the misconceptions about success. We've talked about we believe success is impossible, so we criticize it. We believe success is a mystery, it's mystical, so we just search out for it. We believe success comes from luck, so we hope for it. We play the lotto. We get that lottery ticket and we hope, woohoo, I'm going to get the lotto and I'm going to be successful. We believe success is productivity only based. So we just work and we work and we work and we work. We work hard for the money. Do, 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 do. So hard for the money. We believe success comes from opportunity, but we're not prepared for the opportunity. So we just sit back and we wait for the opportunity. We're sitting on the easy chair, lounge back, waiting for the opportunity, and we've done nothing to prepare. Remember, there's that intersection of life where success comes when preparation meets the opportunity. We believe success comes from leverage. So I'm going to leverage this and I'm going to leverage that. And so we do what's known as powering up. We power up in the moment for it by leveraging. Many believe that success comes from connection. So we network like crazy. We think that if I just know this person or know that person, and I'm not saying that some of these areas are not important and they cannot lend to. But remember the question that we opened with today. How does today impact tomorrow's success? So I don't want you to lose focus on that key question as we take this journey together today on Today Matters, written by John C. Maxwell. And just a reminder for those that are regular listeners and those that are tuning in, I want you to be aware that Coach Adams is a John Maxwell certified teacher, speaker, trainer, and coach. And so it gives me great joy to be able to share this information with you that I truly believe in and I am truly passionate about. And so as we continue looking at and kind of redefining as we take this journey, the misconceptions is what we're talking about success. And so we believe, many of us, that, success comes from recognition. So we strive for it. We're striving to get the award in this area. We're striving to have a certification over here. We're striving for this and we're striving for that because we believe it's only based on recognition. If I get enough recognition, then I will be successful. Many believe, and I open with this one, that success is an event. So we schedule it like we schedule a wedding, like we schedule a ribbon cutting, like we schedule the grand opening of a business. And so we are focused on the event versus the process. The process and/or the journey is not a moment in time. It's a daily process. You know, I stated again earlier, and I'm just reminding you if you're just tuning in, that the journey to success, it is truly a process. See, the secret of success is based on what we do today. It's not what I did yesterday. It's not what I do tomorrow. But rather, it's what I do today. Because each day, today, matters. You see, the thing about it is, tomorrow is not promised. It really isn't. And I know for some, you're thinking, oh, Coach Adams, why are you being doom and gloom? I'm not. But that's the reality. So today, this very day that I have, this day matters. And so I must live this day as if it were my last. I must do all that I can do in this day. See, as I stated earlier, many of us, we overestimate tomorrow, We over-exaggerate yesterday. I'm going to talk about those two things. We over-exaggerate yesterday. We have our, you know, story of ourselves. So we kind of exaggerate what we may have accomplished in the past, and we're just living in the past. You know, back in the day, I was this, and, you know, wow, those were sure enough the good old times. You know, back in the day, I remember when, you know, and we're arrogant and we have big heads around what happened yesterday. And so we over-exaggerate what happened yesterday. You know, back then I had this, and back then I did this, and back then, and back then, and back then, and back then. And what about today? Because today is the day that matters. And then on the flip side, many of us, we overestimate tomorrow. Tomorrow, I love you, tomorrow. And we put off everything until tomorrow. We procrastinate. We don't do anything with this day. We're just constantly forecasting to tomorrow. And so we're living for, and we overestimate tomorrow. Oh, I'll take care of it tomorrow. Yeah, I'll get it done tomorrow. I'm going to handle that thing tomorrow. I will do it tomorrow. Stay mindful again. And it's not about doom and gloom, that tomorrow is not promised. What matters most is today. Today is the day that matters. And so you need to understand, I need to stay mindful of how today impacts tomorrow's success. And then we have this little area where many of us, we underestimate today. We take today for granted. So we don't plan. We just, you know, kind of live in the moment. We're just kind of loosey-goosey. We're in the flow. We just are flowing without purpose, without meaning. And I just want to interject for you the time management quadrants, because we're really talking about how do I manage my time. So as we know, and it's not rocket science, we have 24 hours in a day. It's been stated that there's 8 hours for working, 8 hours for leisure, and 8 hours for sleep. The successful person will wisely use the 8 hours of leisure time for achieving his or her goals. And this is based on the time management system, the time management quadrants from Franklin Covey and the Franklin Covey system. So 10% is critical and important. 10% of our time should be spent there. That's that firefighting mode, you know, where things come up that I can't anticipate, I didn't plan for, I didn't project. For example, you have children. You get a call from the school that your child is running a high fever, and suddenly you have to drop everything and put on the firefighter hat and go get your child and deal with that crisis. But that should only be 10% of our time. Then we have important and not critical, 87% of our time. See, that 80% of our time, that's where I wanted us to get back to this connecting point of underestimating today. Because if we properly plan today, 87% of our time should be spent in this quadrant of important but not critical. It's the planning stage. It's how we outline our success. It's what we do moment by moment throughout the day. And I'm going to share with you the dozen 12, the powerhouses that we're going to talk about, those various quadrants that you would want to potentially think about. There are recommendations that you should be focused and growing in discipline in, and this is what's going to guarantee. Yes, we're giving you a guarantee. We're guaranteeing that if you implement these things or areas such as this on a daily basis and grow in this process of the 12 daily practicals, the 12 daily practices, you will see tomorrow will be successful for you. And so then we have the 3% quadrant. Critical but not important, as we're talking about time management, we're linking that to the significance of today matters as we are diving into just kind of giving an overview of this journey on today matters and the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. Because what we do today, it truly does matter. So critical but not important. That's kind of that no-brainer time, you know, that's when someone calls and you love that person, not to say that you don't love that person, but they are calling you with their issue that it is important to them. It sure is. And they are important to you. But it's critical but not important. It's critical to them. They are important to you. But that situation that they're bringing, dumping on you, that's taking you away from your focus, that's taking you away from your vision, that's taking you away from living out your dream, that situation is not important. Like, my man of 2 days left me, and they're a hot mess. Now, don't misunderstand me. A heartbreak is a heartbreak. It doesn't matter if it's 2 days or 20 years. But in that moment, that's something that's critical to someone else. They are important to you, but it's not important to you as it relates to, and here the context of what I'm sharing, as it relates to your vision and you living out your dream. Not critical, not important is our last quadrant out of our four time management quadrants, our areas that we're kind of infusing in with our subject today because it's so important and it definitely is relevant and adds a greater layer of value to what we're talking about. Not critical, not important. It is the couch potato time. It is that time when you are just completely vegging out. Now, remember, we said that the successful person will wisely use the 8 hours of leisure time for achieving his or her goals. You know, entrepreneurs, they don't have your traditional time. And if you're in the corporate sector, that's okay. But you know what's very important and crucial to you achieving your dream? That you shift from a dreamer to one that is an achiever is you have to maximize that time that you have. My mentors talk about those heartbeats. So all of those moments, you have to maximize that time, that quote-unquote 8 hours of leisure time. But if you just come home and put your feet up and all of that and you're sitting back and you're just waiting for the opportunity, remember, success comes when preparation meets the opportunity. It's not just about the opportunity, although it's important. But there's a connecting point for that conversion to happen. So today matters. We spoke about we over-exaggerate yesterday, we overestimate tomorrow, and we underestimate today. The secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. What's on your agenda today? You see, successful people make the right decisions early, and they manage those decisions. So this journey is about, one, we have to make decisions. Oh, yeah. I know for many of us, it's a struggle. We get paralyzed. We can't make a decision. But a great leader can make decisions. And so we have to not only make a decision, once that decision is made, we have to then, in turn, manage those decisions. So the two work hand in hand, but the secret is found in, and it's determined by, your daily agenda. What was on your agenda today? And it doesn't matter what system you use for your agenda. Did you even have an agenda? Meaning, did you even have a plan for your day? And it's one thing to write out that plan or to have it in your electronic device, but were you committed to that plan? You know, when I get done with Motivational Mondays today, because I'm committed to my plan, I still have two things left that's on the agenda. Got a lot done, very productive day, but yet there's still two things on the agenda left to do. I don't want to underestimate today. I don't want to overestimate tomorrow and put it off for tomorrow, because tomorrow brings new things. But what I will do is sacrifice some of that leisure time to get it done. And that's that mindset of how will you grind. And so I want to encourage you today that the secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda. You know, many years ago, and some may know the name Jewel Diamond Taylor, I remember early on I heard her speak. And I remember she shared her story that when she was still in the corporate sector, she would outline her day for lunch the night before. For example, I'm going to make four calls. I'm going to call these people, da-da-da-da-da. And instead of going out to lunch, because she was focused on purpose and her allowing her dream to come true, but she was still in the corporate setting. I've done this myself because I heard her do it, and I thought, what great value. And so this is that leisure time and that planning. Yeah, you have to get something to eat, I'm sure. You got to keep your body nourished. And so I'm not saying starve yourself and faint and fall out. You got to be wise in that regard. But do you have to take the full hour? Can you have your lunch already prepared and munch and then work out what you need to work out? Because, see, the key is many of us, we can come up with an excuse at any moment. But think outside of the box. If your dream is that important, you will figure out, how will I allow my dream, my baby? Your dream is your baby. How will I fight to allow it to live? And so getting back to the story, Jewel Diamond Taylor, and again, I implemented this after hearing her speak about it. She would outline her schedule for lunch the day before, the number of calls she was going to make, whatever that looked like. She would have her sheet already written out, the names of the people, the phone numbers, all of that, so she could maximize that 1 hour towards the building and the development of driving forward her dream, whatever it may look like. So what are you doing to drive your dream? Because even when you have your work scheduled, you can still have your success strategies associated with your dream becoming a reality. And it may be that, you know, 2 hours out of the evening, 3 hours, whatever that may look like, you are sowing into and you're planting those seeds into your vision. Do you know that as you add up those 2 hours towards your vision, you've really accomplished great things when you look at that over the time period of 365 days in a year? Guess what? You would have spent 730 hours moving your vision forward. Now that gap that you had where your target was, it's getting smaller and smaller. And that's what the journey is all about. That is the process. See, many just want the event. I want to be successful. Yes. Bam. But you lose sight and you lose focus on the progression of what needs to take place in between to allow that to happen for you. So we're going to talk about the preparation today, which gives you the confidence and success tomorrow. This is really exciting for me, and I want you to If you don't already have your notepads and pens out, I love Dr. Miles Monroe. Whenever he's doing a lesson, he'll tell you, he'll say, write this down, capture it. So I'm telling you, write this down, capture it, because this is powerful. I think you should be taking notes the whole time so you can get the richness of what is being shared. But if you're making a selection on what to do and what not to do, I want you to hear this comparison. You can always, of course, go back to the archives on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. The number four, the letter U. So preparing versus repairing. Ooh, this is so key. So depending on where you're operating in it, so let me share this with you as it relates to our time management quadrant. So this, what we're about to talk about, preparing, this is that important, not critical quadrant, the 87%. The repairing, I want you to see it, the repairing is, get this, it's the critical and important, it's the 10%, because we didn't properly manage something. And so I want you to see how key this is when we make this illustration between the two. And so preparation today gives you confidence and success tomorrow. So look at the comparison. Preparation. Preparation lets you focus on today. See, when you're prepared, you can get through your agenda. You are very focused. You're not loosey-goosey moving around, but you have a clear vision. Your movement is clear. Your direction is clear. Your trajectory is clear. Your target is clear. So preparation lets you focus on today because you're clear on what the focus is because you've had a plan. When we are repairing, and see, I want you to understand that preparation is a part of being proactive. It's about a part of being proactive. Repairing is about being reactive. You're just reacting off of the circumstances that are happening. I want you to understand that preparing, being proactive, this is leading your life. You're a great life manager. You are leading your own life. Preparing is reactive. That, simply put, means that you are just accepting whatever comes your way because there has been no planning. And so when you are preparing, preparing allows you to focus on today. Repairing makes you focus on yesterday. Why? Because you're trying to handle some things that you didn't take care of yesterday in today. And so now those things of the past, those conditions of the past, are now clouding your now moment of today. Preparing increases your efficiency because you have a plan for your day. You have an agenda. Remember, we said that a part of this process of success, the secret of your success, is determined by your daily agenda. The daily plan that you have for your life, that roadmap that you have each day outlining your life, it increases your efficiency. You're more efficient on your journey versus it consuming time. Because, see, when we haven't properly prepared, we're now in fighter mode. For example, you know that you have a report due. You know that you have this assignment due. You know that you have something due. You have a deadline. And you haven't focused in on it, and now it's the day that it's due. Now it consumes your time and you're in firefighter mode because you did not properly plan, and it wasn't like you just got told the same day you have this deadline. You had a week, 2 weeks, whatever it was, 3 days, 2 days to work it through, but you mismanaged your time. You were in couch potato mode. You were, you know, your girlfriend called, your guy pal, your road dog called, and, you know, you all are just shooting the crap, shooting the breeze, as they would say, you know, and so you allowed yourself to get overly consumed with those things that were not in the quadrant of time management of where you should be to be successful. When we are prepared, it saves us money because, as we just spoke about, we were efficient versus if we are repairing, we're reacting, it increases us the cost. For example, if you know you have an event and you need to order something for that event and you have 2 weeks, but you then wait until the day before, it's going to cost you more to get that on the day that you need it, whereas had you ordered it 2 weeks before, you wouldn't have had to pay the overnight shipping. So I want us to be able to see that difference. When we are prepared, it increases our confidence on our journey. It really does. You know, as many of you know, I'm a global master trainer. I'm the global master trainer for a Christian-based organization that trains youth and adults. And we talk about our birthrights, and one of them for Boss the Movement and Vertical Leap, it's confidence. And oftentimes I tell the trainers in the field, I say, if you don't prepare, if you don't study your lesson, guess what? You're not going to feel confident about the material, and you're going to get in the classroom, and it's going to strip you of power. And so when we are prepared, it increases our confidence. But when you're not prepared, it breeds discouragement because you now don't feel you're adequate because you didn't do what you needed to do to be prepared. Now you're reacting and you don't feel confident and assured of your position because you did not allow your time and energy to be focused in the right area of where it needed to be. But when we are prepared, we pay now for tomorrow. That's why we said that what we do today guarantees success for tomorrow, what we do today. And so we have to be prepared. So this is pays now, the sacrifice today now pays for tomorrow. It gives us the increase for tomorrow. If we didn't do it, guess what? We're paying now for yesterday. Again, we are in the past. We're not in this present and the now moment because we're trying to clean up some stuff of the past. And you can't be driving your car, cruising down the freeway, looking back down the interstate, the highway, whatever. You can't do that with your head turned back, looking in the opposite direction and driving forward. Now, if you're backing up, obviously you turn your head back and you look back. But you can't drive the car looking back. And so as you see, when we are repairing, we are in the car driving, but we're looking back because we didn't take care of the things from yesterday. And so that's hindering us. It's preventing us because preparation today gives us the confidence and the success we need for tomorrow. You have a meeting tomorrow, and you take the time that you need to prepare, woo! When you go into that meeting, you're going to feel confident. You're going to be powerful because you did your research. You did whatever you needed to do to be prepared. That's going to show up. And so I want us to understand that this process that we're talking about preparation, it is key. So if you're just waiting for the opportunity, well, you have to be prepared. Success requires that preparation meets the opportunity, that intersection as we spoke about earlier. Success and preparation, I apologize, preparation and opportunity hit the intersection, and that's when we are now successful. So you have to be prepared. Preparation takes you to a higher level. You want to go higher? You want to level up, as they would say? You have to do what you need to do to be prepared. And this is something that many don't want to talk about because we are in a microwavable society and everybody wants life quick, fast, and in a hurry. They want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. Want to be able to put it in the microwave and I'll be successful in 1 minute, 60 seconds, 55 seconds, bam, I'm successful. But the journey to success is a process. And so on the flip side, because of course we've been looking at the two-sided coin, preparation versus repairing. If it takes you to a higher level because you're prepared, repairing becomes an obstacle for growth because you're stuck in those conditions of the past. You're trying to make sense of the past. You're focused on those things of the past. You're trying to work out those past issues, the issues behind you. One today is worth two tomorrows. What I am to be, what I am now becoming, is based on what I do today. What are you doing today? That is the golden rule question. I want you to really get this because I want you to focus in on creating a masterpiece. So let me share this with you. Good decisions minus daily discipline equals a plan without payoff. Why? Because you have a good plan. You've made a decision, but you were not disciplined to see it through. And so good decisions minus daily discipline equals a plan without a payoff. But daily discipline minus good direction decisions equal a messed up journey. I want you to know that you can't, on the flip side, either have a good daily discipline minus good decisions. That's regimentation without reward. You're getting it. You're into the repetition, and you're doing things, the discipline, but you have no vision. You have no plan. So on both sides of that coin, you are jacked up. This is where we're building a masterpiece. I hope you're tracking with me. Create a masterpiece. How do I do that, Coach Adams? How do I do that? How do I create a masterpiece? Understanding that today matters. How? What do I need to do? Okay, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. I'm happy you're here with me. Let me share that with you because it's so simple, yet very exciting. If you just follow the recipe, and this is truly a recipe for you. You have good decisions. Remember we said you got to make good decisions, plus daily discipline. That's the management of the actual decisions, equals a masterpiece of potential. Good decisions plus daily discipline equals a masterpiece of potential. So we want to focus in on and understand the daily dozen. So I'm going to give you a snapshot of what the daily dozen is. The daily dozen Now, some of these you may redefine, but I want you to get the principle behind it. I want you to understand the significance of focusing in key areas regularly, growing in that very discipline, disciplining yourself in specific areas of your life so that what you do today matters. Today matters. What you do today sets you up for success tomorrow. So, number one is attitude. Choose and display the right attitude. Because you have the wrong attitude, guess what? People won't want to be around you if you have the wrong attitude. Prioritize. Determine and act upon important priorities. Remember, we spoke about the time management quadrant. So you don't want to allow yourself to get caught up in the wrong areas. You want to make sure that you prioritize. You may have to sacrifice. It's so interesting. I was speaking with a dear friend of mine today, and we were speaking about, you know, this very thing indirectly, that so often people want to, they don't want to get left out of anything, but yet they're complaining on the other side that they are not reaching their goals, but they're not willing to sacrifice maybe this event or that event so that you can grind and do what you need to do. That is prioritizing. Health. Know and follow healthy guidelines. This is a challenge for Coach Adams. And it's a challenge because I did not grow up with the habit of working out. And I don't like to work out. I'm just being transparent. I'm being real. I go in and out. I go up and down. I'm working on it. I'm conscious on it. I'm working on it. I recognize the importance of it. I get it right sometimes, some seasons, and some I don't. You may see me tomorrow, and you haven't seen me in a year, and there's a little bit more deliciousness of me. That's the reality, because I have not been focused in that area. But I recognize that, and I'm doing what I need to do to shift. None of us are perfect, and I'm not making excuses, but I'm saying that we won't get it right every time, but we want to establish the habit, and first of all, we want to have the awareness of. And so attitudes are important. Mindset is key. That works with your attitude. Priorities. Health. Family. Communicate and care for your family. You know, you don't want to get up to the top of the, you know, see you at the top, and you left everybody at the bottom dragging because you misstepped on your relationships. You find that balance. It's important to have loving relationships. Our thinking, practice and develop good thinking. Now, this one is a struggle. Why? Because the odds are stacked against us. It's been stated, and you may have heard this if you're a regular listener of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, that we all have stinking thinking. It's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words. So we have a lot of negativity. So some of us have to work harder in this area to have healthy thinking. Practice and develop good thinking. Commitments. Make and keep proper commitments. Don't overcommit yourself. Many of us do that, and you're worn out, and you're, you know, exhausted. You don't want to answer your phone because you've overcommitted yourself. Learn the power of no. It's okay to say no. Finances. Making the proper decisions associated with managing your money, managing what money you have. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar. It doesn't matter if it's $1 million. How are you managing that money? Faith. Now, I am definitely one of faith, and so whatever that looks like for you, you have to make that decision. You may say, Coach Adams, I don't need this one as a part of my daily dozen. Okay, fine. No problem. Make a shift. So deepen and live out your faith, whatever that may be for you. And again, these are recommendations for you. We're giving you recommendations that you can govern, recommendations to think about living by so that you set yourself up for greater success. Relationships. Relationships are key. You have to invest in solid relationships. So separate and apart from family, this could be a business relationship, someone that you're in partnership with. So you want to make sure that you initiate and you invest in solid relationships, whatever that may look like. And again, this daily dozen, it's recommendations. You may say, yeah, I don't want to work on that. I need to. So come up with something else. Make it your own. The key of understanding is we're talking about the 12 daily practices to guarantee tomorrow's success. So if that one doesn't sit well with you, hey, make a shift. Generosity. Plan for and model generosity. This was important to me. It's important to our author, John C. Maxwell, because we're both people of faith. And with that, the Bible says it's far better to give than it is to receive. And so generosity is definitely something that I buy into. It's part of my core values. Give? Yeah, absolutely. Values. Speaking of which, what are your values? Embrace and practice good values. Sow in time and growing in your values, understanding what they look like. Develop your values. We can't do what we can't see. If you don't know what your values are, don't expect for someone to hold those values for you if you don't know what they are. And then the last of our daily 12 is growth. Seek and experience improvements regularly. This, of course, I am one. I believe in and speak and teach on being a lifetime learner. And all of what I do is so that not only am I continuing to be challenged, stretched, and grow, that I give tools to others to do the same. And speaking of tools, that is what our next Mastermind Roundtable is all about. On this very subject that we gave you an overview snapshot on, that we're going to take this journey for 6 weeks starting in November. On Today Matters. If you're interested in getting additional information, please shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call our team at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. We so want to support you on your journey. It is amazing how quickly, wowzer, time flies. I wanted to make sure I gave you the richness of what we had for you, so unfortunately that prevented us from being able to take your calls live. But what we do have for you, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, and you can just simply ask to be invited as a part of that group, and it's an open group, and this is where we continue the dialogue. This is where we talk about the show's topic, the different areas that we cover. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a recommendation. Whatever that may be, this is the place for you through social media. We so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next installment, we will continue in our Shape Up series. And I want you to know that I desire to stay connected with you, to walk with you continuously on this journey. So if you're not a part of the Coach Adams Network, please shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We have our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a powerful time to shape up and win, as we call it, our win shop that happens twice a year. If you want information, feel free to be in touch with us. All of our tools are centered around vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment so that you would receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. That is what we are here for. That's what Motivational Mondays is all about and everything that we offer. Again, if you're interested in Today Matters, our next mastermind that's happening for 6 weeks on this rich topic, shoot an email or call 310-289-2101, admin@coachadams.com. You don't want to miss any of our installments. We've shared with you how you can go back and listen to previous installments. Again, this is Coach Adams. We thank you so much for taking the time out to invest and sow into you, and we honor you for that. We appreciate you listening to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Signing off for now, I coach and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.